Welcome back to the Everyday Health Hacker podcast and YouTube video channel. We are excited to about 2024. And as everyone knows, we've been really delving into osteoporosis. So this next few times, we're going to expand on what we mean about the diagnosis of osteoporosis, what medications can cause and actually decrease your bone. So let's talk about it for a little while, okay? So what is osteoporosis? Osteoporosis means that there is a decrease in the amount of bone that you are making. And this usually happens around perimenopause. The funny thing about it is that a lot of diagnostics, a lot of what doctors will say in the books and in the medical records and research will say, you don't know if you have osteoporosis until you've had a fracture. Well, what the heck? We don't want to wait until there's a fracture. We want to know what we can do prior to a fracture, and we want to make sure that the medications that we're taking are not going to inhibit or cause another problem. And as you guys may know, I've been talking a lot about losing your teeth because a lot of the bisphosphonates cause a loss of teeth. So what other medications can cause a problem? So we know that bisphosphonates are for the treatment of osteoporosis, but as many of you know, I don't recommend that route. One of the things that I recommend, no matter where you are, and I recommend if you're in the 20s and 30s and 40s, this is your time now to start exercising. And when I say exercising, start something simple with some very light weights. If you like to walk, well, then maybe you might include a weight vest. If you are enjoying being at the gym, I say go for it, keep doing it. Now, there's a lot of ladies out there and men that talk to me every day about, you know what, doctor, I just don't have the time. So here's the key. We now have YouTube. You know, 20 years ago, we didn't have that tool. One of my favorite things to do is wall Pilates. I've really been enjoying that. It's against your own weight, and you find that the dynamics of your musculature as well as your bone mass are changing. So I encourage you, take a look at a couple of ones. I'll put some of my favorite ones in the comments below. Jenna Collins, The Body Project. You know, from around the world, we can take these wonderful people and utilize them to exercise at home, at your comfort of your home. And then as you improve, maybe you'll go to the gym and you'll get started on that. But let's talk about, like I shared before, some of the medications that can inhibit your ability to improve your bone mass. And one is very simple as being hypothyroid. Hypothyroidism is one of your, you know, thyroid is one of the hormones. And when we look at a person for a physical or we're checking to see what are the things that we can prevent in the future, you know, a person comes in, we do a physical, we do lab testing, we look at their thyroid. And a lot of ladies will say, hey, my gynecologist took a look and my blood tests, and they said everything was normal. Well, the interesting thing about the blood tests is they're about 20% sensitive and specific, which means we're going to have a lot of information that we're not getting. The blood test is great to tell me if you're pregnant, but you know what? If you're perimenopause, that's probably not what you want to hear. Number two, it might tell me too that you're menopausal. But what about that 20 years in between? If we can capture and do preventative maintenance prior to menopause, that's what we want to do. So the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to check your thyroid levels. We're going to check your lipids, which is your cholesterol. We're going to see what medications are you're taking. You know that if you're taking an H2 blocker, an H2 blocker might be known as the little purple pill. That's the Nexium, Prilosec, Prevacid, and the many others. You might also be taking a serotonin inhibitor. You know, that's what we treat for as an antidepressant. So those can be just a variety of many of those. And many of you know what a serotonin inhibitor is. And if you don't, take a comment in below and I'll expand in the comments as well. Those are the two most important ones that I think that a lot of women are already taking, is that we want to make sure that if you're hypothyroid, you have enough thyroid to keep you balanced and optimize your metabolism. So if we look at your lab tests, we're going to look at T3, T4, and a TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. Thyroid stimulating hormone is really important. Most laboratories will say between 0.5 and 5.0, you're normal. Guess what, guys? You're not. We want to be between 0.5 and 1.5 to be actually optimal. Let's look at optimal because that's going to help us to maintain our weight. If we're having a low muscle mass is going to decrease our bone mass. So we want to have resistance. So that's a great way. If you're having trouble losing weight, also taking a look at your thyroid is not going to only prevent the osteoporosis in the future as one of the culprits. It's also going to make you a better person by keeping your blood sugar in check, your cholesterol in check, and all the other things that we look at. So when you go to the doctor, I want you to ask for a couple of things. See if you can do a thyroid test, T3, T4, TSH. That's a good start. The second is, what can we do to look at our laboratories for our hormones? Testosterone. Yes, women, we need testosterone. Cortisol levels. That's telling me how much you're stressing. And then also your estradiol, which is important in your bone health, and your progesterone. Progesterone is what allows us to sleep. So all of those things we look in all together because there's a pathway from your brain to your thyroid to uterus, ovaries, all those things come back in a back loop so that they start sending signals to the brain to send hormones back and forth. And we're going to put a diagram in there so that you can see that as well. So let's think about it. If your thyroid is off, if your progesterone is low because you're perimenopause, you know what? You're probably losing bone and we want to prevent that. Now, a lot of women will say, you know, doc, I'm really concerned about taking estrogen. And that's why I always encourage bioidentical hormones. It's something that is natural and it is something that you can take on a daily basis to improve. And we would take the minimal amount because if you're having hot flashes, if you're having hot flashes, it's also going to help with that. So ladies, gentlemen, you know, everyone can suffer from osteoporosis. You can get a DEXA scan. There's other scans that we can do to take a look at where you're at. It's interesting that a normal scan is going to consider that a bone fracture rate in the next 10 years is 10%. You know what? I'd like that at 4% or under. So if you're concerned about osteoporosis, let's get started with the basic laboratories. Ask your doctor about it, thyroid, hormone levels, a full physical, and then also maybe a DEXA scan. And then again, there's other things. And most importantly, something that many people go to, and that's the dentist. Did you know that your dentist with a panoramic x-ray can look at your bone loss? Something very simple to do that we can see, if there's some black spots in that x-ray, we're going to see osteoporosis and we want to prevent that. Now, if you have that and you're taking a bisphosphonate, the unfortunate truth is that you're probably coming in for loose teeth and we want to prevent that. So I hope today was helpful for just a little roundabout. What is osteoporosis? What we need to do for laboratories and to get started with some exercise. We're going to talk more about the types of exercises in the future, and we're going to have a series over this next few months just on osteoporosis and how medical and dental work together to keep you healthy. Tune in and stay with us. Have a super blessed day, and we look forward to you subscribing.